we're right back, and we're here. We have another caller, Dave in Arizona, I think. Nope. Dave, are you here? Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Dave, if you're hearing me, please call back if you can, and we're taking calls. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. John, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are, you know, this is a very important subject because, again, you know, you've been bringing in a lot of material about the, you know, free energy, a lot of material in regards to, you know, various other things we can do. Again, you know, these are alternatives. And see, collectively, if we get together and start working together and trusting one another and putting together our money and pooling our resources, then, you know, we could do a lot before this election. And a lot of things that we are looking at that are, you know, nightmares, we might be able to take care of without even worrying about, you know, who is in and who's not. Because, again, all of these people are driven by what? Money. All of these people we're talking about, elected officials, all of them, need our money and they need our votes. So if we, you know, look at what they need and, you know, create our own think tank of people, instead of, you know, worrying about them using think tanks against us, then we can basically come into this other part of this middle part of the passage of the millennium with another level that will work for the people. Again, you know, I've been hearing numbers of how many people need to be annihilated, you know, genetic eugenics. I've been hearing all types of nightmare scenarios. What they're going to do after they collapse this government, where the money's going to go, and this, that, and the other. But, you know, while we're sitting here waiting, we need to sit here and devise a way that we are not going to be in this. We don't have to be in this. That's their plan. There are just a few. How many of us, of the consumers, are there out there? There's hundreds and thousands of billions of people out here that consume and buy things. So we just need to redirect what we do and put it together in a working module and model that would be able to, you know, get us, afford us in a situation. We have time so we won't lose our homes. That's number one. Because, see, if, you know, Charles was saying again, you heard what he said, that a lot of these homes are being purchased by foreign market. They've been saying that. I've been saying that from the gym. So the bottom line is to catch these houses and stop them from going into that and create an environment that Americans can keep their homes here in a situation of safety. And that's why, again, you know, what I'm saying here can be done. And, again, I've been putting together information, pooling this information together, and we need to try to work on this so we're not into a situation that we are going to lose more and more homes, and then it's going to go to foreign market. And with foreign markets picking up, then is it not a situation of us considering that those foreign places are buying developments might be governments? And therefore, if they own our land, that means that our country is no longer going to be the United States anymore. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, that's part of the tool of what they're doing.
And well, then what we need to do is stop that tool and redirect what we're about here and pool our money together. You know, in the Hispanic community, they do that. They work with pools. And so does the people from, you know, the Middle, the Eastern people, Middle Easterners and people from East India, they pull their money together. So we need to start doing this, work together and try to keep these properties and putting ourselves in a situation like, you know, being involved with not only the landlord, the tenants need to be involved with the landlord and work together so that, you know, it won't be a basis of losing things. You know, and the thing is that it can be successfully done. Now, when I come back, we're going to change subject. Like I said before, there's some things I want you to know that's going on in this news that we haven't been addressing. And we're going to talk about the Office of the Attorney General when we come back. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
That's great. It starts with an...
Hi, we're back. Call us 800-313-9443. Hey, John, what is that website again? That was
Byron Line.
Byron Sterling.
Oh, Slim Sterling is
Slim
the.
Okay, can you give his website?
Sure, it's S-L-I-M, Slim, and then Sterling is S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, SlimSterling.com.
And the other website of.
The other
Byron.
Speaker, Byron Wine is B-Y-R-O-N, Wine is W-I-N-E.com.
Oh, Byron. Yeah, I heard of him. I've been to this site.
Yeah, he was. You had a big shooter when he was on there. I was surprised you let him go so fast.
Yeah, I didn't. He didn't tell me his name until the end. Hey, Byron, thank you for calling in. I'm really proud and honored that you were able to come here. I appreciate you. And I'll send you an email. I really thank you for coming out. Didn't catch your last name and stuff, but that was really important material.
I think that is his name, Byron Wine.
Mm-hmm. Byron Wine. That's great. Yeah, you told me about him. I went to his site, and he's got good information.
Takes
there.
A little while to go through it. There's a lot of stuff there.
And the other thing I'm going to go, switching the subject over, is Nightmare on Elm Street. What's going on out here? Now, we got this situation. I've been getting emails on this about who they're getting ready to appoint or who's going to be the Attorney General of the United States, of the U.S. Justice Department. And this person's got some really peculiar background, folks, and you need to look into it. Again, we just had a situation where we had Gonzalez in. And under his policy and signing on, you know, and being brought in under a president, he was being allowed to, what is being alleged, to have his agents that were working as U.S. attorneys in other states and acting as the U.S. attorneys' attorneys. They were going in and, you know, certain cases they did certain things with, other ones they didn't, which, again, is against constitutional law right. So now this other guy they were pointing in there, don't you think we need to step on the plate here and make some noise? I mean, some real noise. We had one bad person in there. Do we want another one in there? And should we not start scrutinizing who these people are being appointed to these spots that we have gotten rid of some real bad characters out of? Again, you know, I know that Gonzalez stepped down out of, you know, out of this situation, you know, an embarrassing situation, I thought, for that department. But again, you know, should we just kind of like lay low and just say, oh, okay, well, let him appoint another one? No. It's time for us to say, a congressman, senator in our state, we want accountability. This thing did not work out before. Who is this man? We want a whole information sheet on his background. And if he's not acceptable to your constituents, and remember saying this, your constituents to that senator and that's to that congressman. And based on that, the congressman senator is supposed to listen to the constituents that are in his area to basically go back into the House and bring those issues to the floor. Now, if there is a situation that there is a person that is going to be appointed to being the replacement to Gonzalez, we need to scrutinize that to the max, because one of the problems we're having is what the U.S. attorneys are not allowing in as cases to be heard or reviewed. We've had this going on, and it needs to stop. We had Gonzalez in for two consecutive terms or more because of this White House. He's gone. So do you think they're not going to replace him with the same caliber individual that was in there doing that same measure of work? You know what's going to happen. So I would say, everybody, please, if you listen to me at all on anything, pick up the phone this week and call your congressman and senator, both of them, for your state, and say that you want information on the replacement. And you want to understand what he has voted on, what he's done, and blah, blah, blah. And you make sure that that's the person you want. Because, again, you want integrity in that office. That's what's losing. Our whole country is losing on this. We are having people in these offices that have no integrity, lack morals, and it seems a lack of ability to understand constitutional law and civil rights. On those three levels alone, you have people out here that are all over various states, all around the United States right now, complaining about lawsuits that have been filed, drafted, placed in the Seventh Circuit. Same problem. Because the higher-ups in the other hemisphere of the U.S. Attorney's Office is basically hushing down and shutting down cases. They're very important. In Illinois, they got some guys in jail right now that were with the organized crime family. Those people were indeed involved with crimes of murder or whatever they were saying that they did back in the 60s or 70s or whatever. This is 2007, and it took them that long to figure out that they did crime. It took them until 2007 for them to investigate something that happened 30 years ago. One of the individuals already went to jail for that and was released. And then they brought him back to judge. I don't understand that. When you in Illinois right now, we have several levels of criminal acts going on, and nobody will touch them or investigate. Nobody will investigate these things because, again, the higher-ups in that particular office were involved with quagmire and cases, keeping them hidden and not allowing them to be heard. No, we cannot have another one of these people in there. No. Only way that this can stop is you and I, everybody, need to get on that phone on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and call the Congress and senators and tell them we want this man, we want information about him, and if he goes up there and he's another one of these people, we want him to be sent. We want him out. We don't want him. Get somebody else. Not this guy. You're not doing it. We're the ones. We're the voters. Got to listen to us. That's number one. Number two, I was witness to, again, I'm going to mention here, there was a peace march here, and it was a big peace march, and it was going on every state, and not one of the media outlets picked it up. I have some film footage of it, which I'm going to put onto my blog. But again, there were a lot of people on the street marching for that, a lot of people on the street marching in regards to police brutality, and that, again, is not getting the surface amount of coverage it should. And why? Because, again, if they know and you see on television that people are complaining about that and the general public is watching TV understand that's going on, then you know what? There's more people that are going to end up adding into this march and complaints. And then there's going to be change because that means that people are not happy. So instead, you're sitting there looking at television. You see sitcoms with happy faces. You see medicine pills sitting there with happy faces on there telling you, get me, I'm going to cure your pain, and just take me, and you'll be free. And one of them, by the way, one of these pills, it was so bad, I told John about it last week, they said you take the pill to get rid of this lazy leg syndrome or some kind of thing, and it causes a side effect, gambling. You take a pill, it causes you to gamble? What is that? How are they selling these drugs? That's a whole other issue. Again, we need to clean house. You know what? Snyder had said this before he got off the broadcast. Just before me, he was on, and he was saying that he was running for president. I had him on my show a lot in 2005 and everything. I'm going to call him. I haven't talked to him for a while because there's so much stuff going on, and he had been in Europe. But the thing is that in 2005, he was running for president, and the thing was that he was saying one thing he said was really right. We need to clean out the 470-some-odd individuals that are sitting in these jobs in the House and the Senate that aren't doing the right thing. They're up for election in 2008, too. So don't leave those out of the equation. And if you see anybody that's running for the office of judge, get their names. I'm going to post them and check them. Because the bottom line is we can't have this judicial fraud anymore. This has got to stop.
Why don't we give them a job?
Doing what?
Well, if it was the 1960s information on being a murderer and stuff, maybe they started catching these guys because they released some secret tapes like they did on the USS Liberty to where it was an inside job of attack. And now maybe we should be chasing backwards. If they can chase backwards on these mafia killers, we should be able to chase backwards on the USS Liberty and get some justice. Let's ask for some justice on that and give them the job of assignment.
Well, that's the case, too. Now, this is interesting, too. Bringing that up, very important point. Now, they went back in time on these guys, the mafia people. Well, let's go back in time in the Secretary of State's office in Illinois. They went after Judge Ryan, the governor, because he was sitting in that office for a hire a truck scandal with all this monies. They don't talk about all this other monies these former Secretary of States out here had that they were putting in shoe boxes that were involved with the same scandal. And the thing was that it was noted in various newspapers over the last 20 to 30 years. Why has there not been any investigation of all of them? I would say that they should have done a class action case against that Secretary of State's office. Not just George Ryan. This stuff was going as far back as 1960-something. We'll be right back. think about.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're talking about things that you should know about here, and you know, again, problem. Then we're going to come up with a solution. That's what we're going to do every week. Try to create solutions and working solutions, not just talking. Again, I would love to hear from you if you are on the same page, want to see something change, want to work together, want to work on different things with this broadcast. I'm hearing from people, getting emails all over the place, and this is great. So, again, my email address is dan.burley@gmail.com. dan.burley@gmail.com. And what I'm doing right now, again, is I'm looking for folks out there. If you want to start a business, I'll help you create your business. If you want to have a problem with your real estate mortgage thing, I have now another component that I can look at that will probably put you in a situation to get you out of the foreclosure issue in your state. There's also, by the way, if you go into foreclosure, a lot of people don't know, too, that once you go into foreclosure, they take over your home. There's money that they usually put, and you need to check at the treasurer's department in your state. because there's a certain amount. If you have private mortgage insurance, see, I was a director of operations and mortgages, and being that and working in the paralegal area and a researcher, I know things that other people might not tell you or they not know about. But anyway, when you go into foreclosure, there's usually an amount of money through private mortgage insurance products or various other things that end up at the end. Once they take your property over, it goes into like an escrow, and then it sits there, and then what happens, the state treasurer takes it on, and then your name is listed as a part of this missing cash property. Now, again, the amount could be anywhere from sometimes as far as I've seen $4,000, $5,000. And you won't know anything about it because, again, it's not something you would have common knowledge to unless you read through all of your papers. So if you go into foreclosure, there is money that's sitting there. And by the way, I would look into that private mortgage insurance policy because a lot of times within the policy, there's a written area that they pay a month or two so that you won't go into foreclosure. A lot of people don't know that. So this is a helpful hint for you to know and spread to others because that is fact. That is out there. John, you going to add anything? Or?
Well, the I'm not sure what to direct you. I've never wanted to go bankrupt or anything, and I've been fighting ever since to try not to for the last 10 years. And so I probably wouldn't be a very good advisor on that because I just haven't ever reached that point. It just... Morally speaking, for myself, there's ways of, you know, I follow the Bible as far as trying to tithe and try to earn money honestly and not try to cheat someone from it. And I don't want to earn it for nothing because that's bad money.
But then again, it's not a measure. What's going on right now is evil that we can't even equate what has happened with this earning money, buying money. Got people out there that are honest, like you. Got other people out there that know they're ruthless in business, and they make money no matter what. They don't think of people as being people. They don't have a human equation. They're looking at something as a module of how to make money, how to be successful. So successful means to take out a group of people. It doesn't matter as long as they make the money in the game. And the gain is the gain. So, and then it goes to levels of gaining control of areas, gaining control of government, gaining control of world wealth. It becomes a game. And then people are not thought in the equation. They're just a part of tools within this game. It's a whole other thought process at another level of money. We're not there yet. So the thing is, what I'm saying to you is that, you know, bankruptcy is a tool that they use, and they use debt in order to get rid of debt, and it's a circle of this. The debt, once it is, you know, you acquire it, it's been written off anyway, and they have taken it off their income tax at the end of the year as a loss. So that debt that you, you know, are worrying about has already been written off, long thought, taken off of their income tax at the corporate level. So actually what you're holding on is on your paper, you owe, like you have a credit score of a 9, which is a bad credit score, and then you also have an amount that has already been written off of, like, for instance, a hospital debt of $10,000. That's been written off to loss. And it's been written off on the books of the hospital, and it's gone bye-bye. So then what happens is you're sitting there with a bad credit thing on your file, and then you have this debt that you you know, have that you want to pay back. Now, if you pay it back, the hospital has already written it off, so you're paying money that they already wrote off for a bad debt. Now, what they do at the hospital level, so this is where the debt collectors come in, they come in and buy your debt for pennies on the dollar from that hospital. So the hospital may have a debt of $10,000, and the debt buyers come in and buy that $10,000 amount for maybe $1,000. That's on paper. They come back to you, and then they ask you for $10,000. And they make money off of something, so they've written off of debt. So where is the religious responsibility there? Just tell me that when we come back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Callers 800-313-9443. You can reach me by mail, 450 Rogers Street, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. This is it. 450 Rogers Street, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Call me at 630-930-9782. Email deanne.burley@gmail.com. I have two websites you should check out. I've done a lot of work on them. One is called conspiracyradionetwork.wetpaint.com. conspiracyradionetwork.wetpaint.com. Also, you can go to integritynews.wetpaint.com. integritynews.wetpaint.com. A lot of good articles out there, a lot of good products. We got, something called Pet Alive, or have those products, which is holistic health for your pets. And we have other services out there that we are putting together to put together a common thread of things that could help you and your family and your household. So I'm adding things as we go. And again, like I said, I'm going to have trivia questions here coming up very soon with prizes, you know, cruises and things like that. So again, you know, keep tuned into Republic Broadcast, Truth Radio, Blog Talk Now, and Now Alive. Those are where I'm located, an Internet Chat Cafe out of South America, thanks to Claudia Nelson, because all of these broadcasts are putting together what you need to know to get yourself more and more information to stabilize yourself in this changing world. John, you know, what I said before the broadcast about this situation, did you know that or did you realize that or no?
No, I didn't realize it.
Yeah. After 90, it goes 120 days in corporations, your debt. And after 120 days, it's non-collectible. So that goes in a suspense account, and then it's written off. At the end of the year, it's gone. Bye-bye. And then after it's written off, the company takes a tax deduction for that loss of debt. So now you have the debt, and you're trying to struggle to pay it because it's something that is beyond a measure of what you can do to straighten out. Sometimes it's hospital debt. Sometimes it's credit card. Like, for instance, like you're talking about, your card is 98%, you know, at times with the interest rate. And so if you're struggling and you have a hardship, you're in a situation, you know, you don't know what to do to straighten out this money or keep up or keep the payment up, so then you panic. Some people go into a situation, they just can't do anything. They just sit. And then you know, at the last minute, they try to figure out what to do, and then they're, you know, driven into the, you know, bankruptcy court, and they go there because it's a situation of somewhat of a remedy to give you at least, you know, you're going to be 7 years maybe without a good credit score, but after 7 years, you could start afresh. But all those debts that people have within the first year, you don't pay it 120 days, it's written off, the suspense, and it goes into a write-off category, and it's gone bye-bye. And they get the money at the end as a deduction off their taxes. Now, you say, now, where does this thing with the taxes go? Now, all of us pay for that because we're all taxpayers. So all this stuff circulates back. So eventually, you're paying the tax that is the dollar amount you owed for the good and service that you weren't able to pay in the first place, because you're getting taxed on the back end for the same issue. And that's how the circulation system goes. So I'm hoping I'm explaining this right, but, you know, to the knowledge level that people can understand it. But this is how everything operates and how things go. So when, by the way, these debts are 120 days past, they sit on books, they're there, and the debt collector calls up and says, hey, Paul, you got any debt? And he'll say, yeah, I got about $20,000-$30,000 worth of debt here. And he'll say, yeah, well, I'll buy it from you. Say, I'll take that debt off your hand. I'll buy it from you for $4,000. And then he'll say, debt deal done. So that means that he's just giving the guy the paper right to go and collect that debt, even though the debt has been written off. So the collection agency starts hounding you for money, and they hound you for the dollar amount you owed originally plus an additional amount on top of it, which they will get from you, but it doesn't go back over to the other concern because the other concern already wrote it off to bad debt. It doesn't exist anymore. And that's
now,
true.
Now, if you go bankrupt, I thought that would be cleared.
Well, if you go bankrupt, what happens after you go bankrupt? As soon as you sign the bankruptcy papers, those you already are bankrupt. But then there's an administrator that's added on to that to make sure that, you know, if there's any money that needs to be administrated, if you file 13, it's handled properly. If you file 7, then the administrator goes over and makes sure that the debtor knows his rights and you know your rights, and if there's any argument that is held in court, that they can act as an in-between you and the debtor in the judicial system. So when you go to court on the time that you, you know, at the end when you get the paper saying you're bankrupt for 7 years. That's what it used to be. I don't know what the law is now. I haven't been following it like I used to. But 7 years, and then after 7 years, you can start fresh. That means that the bankruptcy itself should drop off of your credit file, and the only thing should be out there is just your name and none of the other previous debt. So that's what the bankruptcy rule used to be, and it changed somewhat. Now, in bankruptcy, they're requiring people to go to classes. Same thing as buying a home. If you buy a home out here in certain zip codes, which is actually redlining, this is illegal too, but they passed legislation on it, that if you buy a certain zip code, you have to go to class before you're able to buy a home, which is redlining. That means that redlining means that certain people are being not allowed based on their zip code of not being able to buy homes. So now in Illinois, they went back to that because they had agencies or organizations here claiming that people were being victimized in their homes. So therefore, they put a thing on there that they, by certain zip codes, have to go to these classes so that they'll understand what they're doing to buy a mortgage. These are the things that nobody really discussed and talk about that people need to know, because those are the things that get people in trouble. If you don't know about it, you don't understand. Like I said, when, you know, a person's going through the foreclosure, if they go in and check with the private mortgage insurance that was usually added on in the beginning part of your loan, you can check them and find out if there is a situation that, you know, you have money there available to pay off that debt. You know, you can pay a month or two. It might be about $4,000 or $5,000 sitting in there to pay your note. Did you know that, John?
Yeah, I knew some of that, but, you know, to go back and get it, I probably wouldn't do it until unless, you know, like you speak about it once in a while. So I might be, you know, abrupt to it, be able to say, hey, is there some money here? And they come up with it because I asked the proper question.
Yeah, and the same thing with credit cards. A lot of credit card companies were doing that. They would sign you up if you got sick or there was something that happened immediately that caused you a disruption or you could not maintain your payment. The credit card company had an insurance policy on you, and it basically stated that they would keep up a couple of the payments until you were able and about to, you know, do what you're supposed to do to make payment on that. Even utilities are doing that now. So, see, the thing is we are darkened in knowledge of what we can do to help resolve the issue. And the thing is, it's right there, and some of the things that we could do might be, you know, just a Band-Aid, but that Band-Aid might be able to get you to another level just temporarily till you can, you know, get yourself clear of these things. Now, we got John in Arkansas. John, how are you doing? How you doing tonight, by the way?
Yeah, I'm right. Everything's okay out here in the city of the Rock.
Yeah, home how up. You doing?
Yeah, the home of Bill, drop your pants, Clinton.
Huh?
That was a wicked Clinton impersonation, I thought.
Oh,
but, I'm going to tell you something. From a scripture point of view, the Bible says you shall not pay any usury. And in regards to interest.
That's the whole thing on this issue of what I said I was doing in the Islamic community. No usury was in every religious sect. You were not supposed to pay usury because that was a condition of slavery. It was in Christianity. It was in Islamic religion. It was in Judea practice. Every practice had the issue of usury in language within the law of God. And we were not supposed to be paying all this interest, period. So when you buy a good and service and you're paying all these different levels of interest onto the good and service, you're being charged something that's against and defies God's law. In the Quran, there's the Quran and the Sirah. That's another whole thing because people don't talk about the Sirah, but you need the Sirah in order to translate the Quran. But in there it says no usury, and that was the last word of Allah. I mean, in the Bible it says there should not be any usury. Because if they use that as a people continuously in prison because you kept on having a debt you owed someone because it kept getting greater and greater. And they would come in order. They would take your wife. They would take all your property, everything you had back in the ancient days. And that's why they got rid of that. That's why I was doing this project called No Riba. No Riba meant no interest in Islamic language. And it, what I was doing was setting up no interest for buying homes. I wrote the language. I created a basis where it was legal through the actual laws we had. I wouldn't tell them the last way of getting money out of it. They were trying to get that out of me. In fact, the No Riba Bank that was set up in Bahrain was the one that stole my project and my my whole thought, my whole thing of putting something together to make it work here in the United States. In Bahrain, they can do it because they're still under Islamic and Sharia law. But over here in the United States, the one equation they needed was something I had. Now, I know. I still know. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not stupid. But anyway, John, I didn't mean to stop you, but I wanted to bring that in because people need to know that. It is in the Bible. No usury. And you're right.
Well, yeah. And, you know, as I referenced, you know, 10, 20 years ago, if you were listed as an LLC, you were considered a non-ethical business, per se, because you weren't willing to cover what your business was. You know, when you start a business, there's lots of ramifications of responsibility, and they were shirking their burden of responsibility. So today, though, it's
but
like
how different
ethics
is
have changed.
An LLC to a corporation? It's
right.
Not. A LLC only has to be it's a different type of way of calling it a partnership. It's more when more than one person comes together to form a company. LLC isn't what you're saying it is. It's just that a couple of people come together in partnership to do a business. So you may have three individuals that are LLCs. And in that a partnership, they come together and work together, and they have a little bit of more of a legal leverage than if you're a sole proprietor. Again, if people understood those levels of what a sole proprietor is, LLC, LT, what is it? There's another one. I forget. It's LLC. There's another one, LT. There's another limited liability corporation. There is Corporation Subchapter C, and if we understood more of how these corporations operate, then we could understand exactly the function of our government and why we're in this quagmire of nonsense and craziness as we speak now, because we're not taught corporate law. We're not taught corporations when we go to school. And then, you know, if you go to school, they teach you to go to work in a job. And if you happen to be a special ed, then your job is going to be in fast food or something like pushing a broom in the food store. Because, again, they have certain levels of jobs they're pushing on certain people. And the thing is, if you get into these quagmires, you never, ever will be able to understand the system that is set up. Then once we understand the system, then we can have a knowledgeable system of how the corporate world operates, and then how it intertwines with politics, because they all are the same. And we're the feeder. We're food to those systems. We are the food to those systems. We buy products, services. We are continuously in motion within those systems because we elect politicians that are inside that system. And then the thing is that we are the one that keeps everything going back and forth. And if we understood the one basis of power that we have as consumers, we would be able to change this world. It's kind of like taking a mustard seed and moving a mountain with it, which is also in the Bible. John, in Arkansas, you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, don't forget these interest rates and all this is jacked up by the Federal Reserve Bank, and which most of them, about, what, one or two are foreign banks on the Federal Reserve Board. So, you know, it's all unscriptural, and it's all unbiblical. these people don't get in about the old family value of a handshake.
Nope.
They're interested in one thing, big money, and they got to put people out of their houses, out of their churches and stuff, out of their synagogues and stuff. So be it. Because the bottom line is, the bank is in the business of making money, charging high interest rates, because money is their God.
And talking about that, too, going back to what John was saying about landlord and tenants. Landlord and tenants need to work hand in hand today. Because right now with this lopsided mortgage industry out here and the value of the property that they own, landlords and tenants need to work together. Now, landlords, you know, some of them are decent individuals who are trying to do stuff. I was telling John about this Section 8 program thing they would put out through the government. And, you know, people were running all over saying, oh, that's the savior. Because what happened, a lot of people owning apartment buildings were back in the 70s when I was with Peace and Justice Radio. There was a huge situation of everything going condominium. And then later on, in the 80s, it got to the point where the condo thing started drifting into all those people that owned homes, big buildings and stuff, apartment buildings. They couldn't keep up, and they couldn't keep the buildings up or the rent. So then what happened? The government came back in and said, hey, well, okay, you offer Section 8 here. We'll take this problem off your hands. We'll pay the rent for the tenant. Only thing they didn't tell them that if they came in and looked at your property, found building code violations, you had to pay those building code violations. Some of them were $5,000 a day. You loathed your building. So, John, are we close to the end of the show, or where are we?
I'm not sure.
One more segment. We'll be right back after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
we're back, and this is the final moments here on the show. And hey, join me tomorrow. I'm going to be on conspiracies on Now Alive. Check the broadcast. I'm on periodically. Anytime anything goes on, they'll just pop up. So check. And also, I want to also say that John Charles Healy, who's on this broadcast right now, on he's my caller. He does his own radio broadcast off of there. John, you want to tell the listeners when you come on?
Yes, I just, well, I don't have a set schedule. I just got through doing a show tonight at around 8 o'clock. It's at Now Live. It's the True First Radio Show, live from Little Rock. So it's at nowlive.com. Radio without boundaries.
Okay, so it's True First. Nowalive.com around 8 o'clock Central Time. So, you know, go on there and listen. And that would be tomorrow night you're talking about, on Sunday, right?
I just got through doing a show tonight, you know.
Okay, so that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, right?
Right.
Okay, so check that out, because he's talking about what he's been seeing in Arkansas. And again, you know, we all need to get out there and get our voices heard and get the truth out, because again, you know, we have a lot that people need to know. And, you know, this is how people end up on the street from this, you know, quagmire. And landlords, like I said, out there, you know, indeed, you have buildings and property, and you want to keep them up and things, and they give you all these special classes and tell you all these great things, like John was saying. They were doing it out here in the 70s and 80s. And then, like I said, they brought the Section 8 thing in, and then the landlords signed up for it, and they thought they were going to get, you know, $2,000 a month or whatever for these tenants. And they, you know, rehabbed the houses thinking everything was fine, and they came in and they started doing inspections. So if you had, like, a piece missing in the window or something missing in the furnace or something you wouldn't even know, they would start writing you up, and those would be building codes. And every building code that they found, they would write up, and then they charge it against your building. So out in Chicago area and stuff, people were having, like, $5,000 fines a day. $5,000 a day just on taking an application for a Section 8 person to come in their building to live in maybe a two-bedroom apartment. So that's why Section 8 got delayed, canceled out. A lot of landlords refused to take it because of what they found out later. And then it put a situation of burden on these owners that they started losing their buildings because they couldn't keep and maintain, because they couldn't get enough tenants that were able to pay. And the tenants didn't have, you know, a bad reason. See, you look at tenants as being evil, bad people, but they're paying their rent. Well, it could be some of them out there are scoundrels, but there's some out there that have issues that happen. They get laid off. They get sick. Same thing happens to their landlord. And they go and tell their bank that they're sick, they don't want to hear it. So the tenant tells them, and you don't want to hear it, so nobody's working with anybody. So that's how these buildings move from one level to the next. Because we got to start being humane. We got to be human to each other. Once we become human, then guess what? Then we can make them other people at another level be human. We're not human to our own selves.
Well, the way I look at that is when they did that landlord meeting, everybody was like, you know, misery loves company, and we all kind of put the tenants that didn't pay their bills down into a category of we don't want them. And to me, it was the first category for the to be sent on the trains for
extermination, like
were the first
Germany.
Steps of in-house
Germany. We got to go. This is the end of the show. We'll be back up. Love you all. Peace. Good night.
With recent